Good afternoon at 12 noon. Temperature, Rusty, 85 degrees. It's a warm one.
It is warm. Dew points in the 60s, but we will stay dry today, and that's the case for the weather.
Okay. Much of Wisconsin, though, having its stickiest day of the summer. Heat advisories in effect through this evening in parts of the Northwest, where some places are getting their first 90-degree days of the year today. National Weather Service says the heat index could reach 100 in the St. Croix River Valley. Now, lots of people are going to be trying to find swimming holes to cool off, but that could be a problem if you're on the east shore of Door County, where the Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for dangerous swimming conditions on the shores of Lake Michigan. Now, that's on the east side of Door County. Waves of 2 to 4 feet are possible in that area through 9 o'clock tonight.
Well, the big danger yesterday in Sheboygan was an alligator that was found in the area. The 4-foot gator spotted about 10:30 yesterday morning in the 2700th block of Indiana Avenue. Sheboygan police deputies located the reptile, Sheriff's Department deputies located the reptile in a ditch near the Sheboygan River behind the CarQuest store in the area of South Taylor and Indiana Avenue. Sheboygan police assisted deputies in taping the gator's snout and then placing it in a dog kennel. It was then turned over to DNR Warden Mike Clutter. He said the alligator was taken to the Pine View Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Center until a zoo or other permanent home can be found. Clutter said the gator would not have survived the winter had it not been found.
Well, good help is hard to find. That's according to a new business poll showing that 53% of Wisconsin firms are having trouble finding workers, and three-fourths have problems finding those who are qualified for their operations. Over 260 executives answered a survey by the state's largest business group, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. 56% of the employers said they expect to add workers by the end of this year, up from 44% in WMC's previous survey in January. Just over 6 of every 10 companies said they have raised salaries to find and or keep good people.
A railroad official said a train's computer signaled an emergency situation before it collided with a second train in Slinger. Ken Lucht of the Wisconsin and Southern Railroad said the engineer of his company's train hit the brakes because the computer on board showed that something was wrong. That was just before the freight train collided with a Canadian National train near an intersection of two tracks in Slinger about 8:30 last night. Lucht said investigators are interviewing crew members from both trains and they'll inspect the train's equipment to see what type of emergency was discovered. Officials now say 7 cars on the first train jumped the tracks and caused lumber to spill. 3 engines and 3 cars of the Canadian National train also derailed, and 2 crew members aboard that train were injured. Authorities said about 5,000 gallons of diesel fuel also spilled, causing the evacuation of about 100 homes as a precaution.
A skydiver killed in an accident in Racine County has now been identified as 44-year-old Frederick Platt Jr. of Racine. Sheriff's deputies said his parachute got tied up with the canopy of another skydiver, 27-year-old Neil Coleman. Platt fell rapidly to the ground and died. Coleman landed in a group of trees, suffered only minor injuries. The mishap occurred yesterday afternoon at the Sylvania Airport in Racine County. Authorities still trying to figure out why it happened.
A Dutch forensic team is reportedly being promised access to the remains of those killed aboard Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. More than half the victims on the downed Boeing 777 were from the Netherlands. Over the weekend, the Dutch Prime Minister said he was shocked and angered by the utterly disrespectful behavior of those who dragged corpses around and left them to rot in the eastern Ukraine sun.
New revelations about that NSA spying, include claims that analysts shared nude photos and sextings. Former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden tells The Guardian many of the analysts were young enlisted guys who sometimes shared intimate nude photos that they ran across while monitoring millions of texts and emails sent by Americans.
Back to local news, a Sheboygan man who was jailed last March for domestic abuse and then tried to persuade his wife not to testify against him has been sentenced to prison. 46-year-old Daniel Johansson was convicted of domestic abuse and persuading a victim after prosecutors produced the jail recordings of him talking with his wife. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison to be followed by 2 years on extended supervision.
Wisconsin propane users being urged to think ahead about what their fuel needs might be this coming winter. Sandy Chalmers with the State Division of Consumer Protection says it might be a good idea for those who need to fill up their propane tanks to spend a few minutes shopping around right now, especially with a wide range of options out there.
Propane marketers typically offer a wide variety of pricing agreements and delivery arrangements.
And Chalmers says now is a good time to lock in agreements and fill up tanks because prices right now are at their lowest point of the year.
For the first time in several months, home sale numbers in Sheboygan County improved from 2013 figures. Wisconsin Realtors Association said June home sales were up 3 units compared to last year, and median prices was up over 9%. The good month last month, not enough to offset lower sales from earlier in the year. Halfway through 2014, 25 fewer units have been sold in the county, and median prices are down over 3%.
Fire this morning, early this morning at a restaurant inside Miller Park. Crews called out about 2 a.m. to Friday's Front Row Sports Grill just behind the left field wall. Deputy Fire Chief there said the blaze appeared to have started in the kitchen of the restaurant and spread through the ductwork. Game will go on as scheduled this evening. It's the Brewers and the Cincinnati Reds. We'll have it for you here on WHBL. How about that forecast, Rusty?
Partly sunny, humid, highs in the 80s tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog, humid, high of a low of 68, and tomorrow, high near 90, but a chance of thunderstorms. Some could be strong to severe.
All right, right now we are at 86 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time now at 12:06.